Vocally Dope Podcast is weekly content provided free of charge by your gracious host and everybody's favorite homie, Corey Jackson. The Vocally Dope Podcast can be found on SoundCloud, iTunes, the Google Play Store app, or anywhere else y'all ask, go to go get y'all podcasts, honestly. In order to keep the Vocally Dope Podcast dope as hell every week, you have to subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Get your mama to subscribe. Get your baby mama to subscribe. Get your coworkers and friends to subscribe. Get that one homeboy to subscribe that you ain't talked to in 3 years because you lost a game of NBA 2K by 1 point. And it hurt your soul to even look at homie. Get him to subscribe, man. Bury that hatchet. Push the like button. Leave a review. Positive or negative, I don't really care because I'm still going to record this podcast anyway. My feelings ain't going to get hurt. Get people to subscribe because this is the environment where we cut the world off. We cut our headphones on. We get on our grind so we can shine and leave some dope shit behind, man. All right. Something new I'm going to do. Here we go. All right, boom. Let's do this. Homie rule number 15. All right. If the homie invites you over to his crib and he tell you, hey, bro, bring something to drink. Bring something to drink, G. What you want to drink, G? Bring some brown. All right. If you the homie and you show up at the homie crib with either ENJ, that's irking jerk for some people, ENJ, Paul Masson, or Cavassier, you are not the homie at all. Like, you are not the homie at all, man. Don't ever show up to my crib with any of that. You either bring Hennessy. Hennessy is for, like, casual nights. You know what I'm saying? Like, just chilling out. You know, Douce is, like, for a turn-up night or something like that. But if you bring Cavassier, and I don't give a damn if ASAP Rocky is promoting that shit. Cavassier, ENJ, I don't know how old you think I am. Bringing some ENJ to my crib, disrespectful, bro. Disrespectful to my sanctuary, man. Paul Masson, like, do I look like a deacon to you? Do I look like a pastor? Do not bring any Paul Masson to the crib, bro. Like, don't ever do that. You are not the homie. So that's homie rule. I didn't forget what rule it is. We're gonna make it rule number one. Homie rule number one: don't bring nothing on that bottom shelf that's brown to the crib. That's mad disrespectful. Episode 7, a Vocally Dope Podcast, title: The Wrath of Black Women.
It's been a long ride, gotta keep them wheels turning. It's been a long ride, gotta keep them wheels turning. It's been a rough journey. It's been a rough journey. It's been a long ride, gotta keep them wheels turning. Always smoking my pain away. Praise God, he made a way. Thank God I got paid today. My rent's due, I can't be low.
We back, hey, we back. Fix your tracks, hey, we black. We so black, hey, fix your tracks. I can't see your track, shorty, I see your track, hey. And we black, your ex-boyfriend whack, hey, we back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Vocally Dope Podcast with your gracious host, everybody's homie, the big homie that used to be the little homie, not everybody know me, Corey Jackson. Let's do it, man. Episode number 7 of Vocally Dope. And we here, man. We here. I told you I wasn't going nowhere. I told you. They weren't going to chase me off. They couldn't stop me, man. They couldn't stop me even if they tried, man. Even if they tried, they couldn't. And I'm out here, man. I'm out here. This is a big show. This is a big show for me, man, for a couple of reasons. One, guess what? We went live. We went live Friday. We went live Friday, family, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud. Like, we, the show is live. Like, I've been getting response. I've been getting people, you know, hitting me up, telling me how much they love it. And guess what? None of this would be possible. None of this would be possible if it weren't for you all. If it weren't for you listening right now. Like, if it wasn't for you listening right now, none of this would be possible. We did it. We out here, man. And we gonna keep building. We gonna keep building. I think I heard Will Smith say this. Will Smith said, you know, you build a foundation by laying one brick at a time and placing it perfectly on the ground, in the cement, right where you need it to be. So that's what every episode is. Perfectly placed for you all, provided by you all, listened to by you all. The Vocally Dope family, man. The dope dealers, the dope boys and the dope girls, man. Man, we here, man. Episode number 7. I got so much to talk about. It's been lit. It's been lit. But first off, how was everybody's 4th of July weekend? I didn't get to check in with y'all. How was the 4th? Did you grill? All the uncles out there, did y'all have on y'all grilling sandals? You gotta have the grilling sandals. You're not legit if you don't have the grilling sandals. It's like these, if you ever seen them, they're like made of all leather, like some slave leather, like some, like it's like some real legit leather. You don't wear no socks with them. You just put your feet in there, you know, get the breeze going. So while you're on the grill, your feet can get some ventilation, you know, because it's hot out there, man. You out there chefing it up, you know, doing a cooking dance on the grill. And you know, your feet got to get some ventilation out there, man, because you're feeding the whole family. You're feeding everybody, man. So did you have your sandals on? If not, make sure you get them for the next grill. Make sure you get them for the, it's going to be a long summer, you know, so make sure you got them sandals, bro. Some type of sandals, Gucci flip-flops, I don't care. Make sure your feet getting ventilation while you're out there on the grill. Nobody wants to be cooking with sweaty feet. That's whack sauce. But how was your 4th of July? Did you eat? Did you grill? Did you go to the beach? It's beach season. It's beach season. So if your beach body ain't ready, hey, you got to go out there with what you got. You know, if you're a little thick, you know, hey, I say, hey, stay thick, shorty. Stay thick, man. Thick is in. I don't know if y'all been looking around, but thick is in this year. It's always in. And for me, you know, I prefer my lady, you know, with a little push, you know what I'm saying? But the skinny girls out there too, it's no discrimination out here for me, family. You know, I love y'all. I love all y'all. I love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's beach season. Everybody at the beach doing their thing. I'm in beautiful San Diego, California. And we got about like 4 beaches. We got IB, which is Imperial Beach. That's where most of like the, I want to say kind of the city people go. He was just, you know, kind of cool, just chilling in the city. You know, they really like, you know, the San Diego kind of natives. Then we had like Pacific Beach. Pacific Beach is like for all the party kids, you know, like college, you know what I'm saying? We got OB. You know, that's where you want to go get your bonfire joint on. You know, you want to get a little bonfire going. OB's cool. I think a lot of the hippies hang out at OB too. Like a lot of the potheads, they be on OB heavy. Then we got Mission Beach. That's my beach right there, baby. That's where all the, you know, that's where we be at. You know, like we be out there hoping. We be doing all type of ratchet shit out there. PAMB, you come to San Diego, you know, make sure you stop by Mission Beach. Cause that's the spot. You might get into a fight. Might be some essays out there, you know what I'm saying, that don't like how you looking at them. But you know, that's just the culture, man. It's California. You know, you might run into a couple of essays that, you know, that are not, you know, with the function. You know, you might have to square up. But for the most part, it's always a good time at Mission Beach, man. Always. I think it's like a beach in like La Jolla, but you know, we don't be up there, man. That's where all the rich people at. I ain't fucking with them. We don't really fuck with La Jolla like that. Hold on real quick. Had to light up my black. All right, let's get right into it, man. Oh, also, you know what it is? You know what it is, man? Comic-Con's coming up. Comic-Con. If San Diego ain't known for shit, you know, the Chargers gone. Rey Mysterio, he out here every now and then. What else the Chargers known for? I mean, San Diego. Mexican food. You know, you get you a nice carne asada burrito. Let me tell you about black people and Mexican food, bro. If I bring, like, any of my homies from Chicago out here, they do not know what a carne asada burrito is. Everything is steak tacos to black people. Hey, let me get a steak taco, fam. Like, what? Like, no, that's a carne asada, bro. I don't know what that is. Just give me a steak taco, you know? You don't want no guacamole, no sour cream, no pico de gallo, or nothing. Nah, bro, just get me the steak taco with some cheese, salt and pepper. Like, come on, fam. Like, I mean, if you're going to appropriate the culture, like, at least, you know, be respectful about it, man. You know, that's, you know how we be, though, man. Don't nothing really matter. Matter to us. But how are you doing? Listener, family, the internet, how y'all doing? How's life? You put your kids to sleep yet? It's late. I'm recording this right now. It's Sunday night. I just put my badass son to bed. My son been driving me crazy all weekend, man. This dude just been everywhere. This dude took a ball, threw it at my TV. I had to put him down after that. I'm like, yo, it's over. Shit's over, bro. The shit is over. The jig is up, son. Get out of here. He didn't like it. Tried to fight it. I don't care. I'm an adult. You're going to sleep. Even if I got to wrestle you down to the mat, because I am a wrestler. That's what I do. So if you want to go there, son, just let me know. Because, you know, all my parents out there, all my listeners that got kids, you got to understand something. Little girls, if you're a man, your daughter's going to take care of you. You know, she's going to look out for you. You know, she ain't going to let you be out here bogus. If you're a good father, if you're a deadbeat, hey, homie, I can't help you. But if you're a good dad, you and your daughter's life, you know, your daughter's going to look out for you for the most part. But your son ain't never going to give a shit about you. That's just the way it is, man. Your son's going to be out here, you know, in these streets, man. He might try to fight you, you know. And my son kind of tall for a 3-year-old, man. So he might, I know it's coming, you know. He kind of good looking too, so he may try me, you know. And I got to, that's why I'm in the gym. So I got to be ready for that. Got to be ready, you know. You never know. And if he don't, that's good on me. I raised a good kid. But if he does, I kind of expect it, because I was that type of kid when I was little too, you know. But yeah, it's summer. 4th of July pass. We living, man. It's so much to talk about. It's so much to talk about, and I'm so excited that we went live, because, you know, I've been getting beautiful responses from the internet, strangers, people I don't know about the show. And make sure you guys subscribe. Go to iTunes. Just type in Vocally Dope under the podcast section. Go to iTunes. Go to podcasts. Type in Vocally Dope. It pops up. Push the subscribe button. Leave a review. I don't care if it's positive. I don't care if it's negative. I just care that you're leaving a review, because the negative reviews help me get better. And the positive reviews pump my head up. Like, yeah, I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. I'm the man. But the negative reviews bring me down. So leave a review. What I want to start doing is, for people who are leaving reviews, I'm going to shout y'all out on the podcast. And if we start to get enough people to subscribe to the podcast, I'm going to start doing giveaways. One of the giveaways I want to start doing is game giveaways. So when, you know, new games come out, I'm going to announce it on the podcast. I'm going to give away a copy for PS4 and a copy for Xbox One. Also, once we get the Vocally Dope merchandise popping, t-shirts, I'm gonna start giving away t-shirts, you know, and shout outs and whatever it is, you know. So make sure you guys subscribe to Vocally Dope. We are now live on iTunes, been on SoundCloud and Stitcher Radio. So whatever you, so it's no excuse for you not to be able to listen to this. You can listen to it. If you got a Nokia phone, you got an Obama phone, you can listen to Vocally Dope. Yeah, I'm a hustler, man. I'm out here. I'm trying to attack all markets. You got the Obama phone, you got a Motorola Razr, you could bump Vocally Dope. No ands, ifs, or buts about it, man. Also, we got the email popping. the Vocally Dope email. So if you want to contact me, please, I want fan questions. I want y'all to hit me up, ask me something. Ask me what it's like to be in the to be in the wrestling business. Ask me what it's like to be in the Navy. Ask me anything. Go to vocallydopeinfo@gmail.com. Again, vocallydopeinfo@gmail.com. Shoot your questions. Even if you just want to talk shit, you want to say something mean to me, you want me to roast you online, I have no problem doing that. I'm the king of roasting people. Send me anything, man. We make it live. I record it. I put it on the podcast. We let people know that they're part of the show. So let's get into the show, man. Let's get into it. So for the first segment, which I like to call Attack of the Blurreds, where we go over all that is black nerd culture. So if you don't know what that is, that's video games, whatever it is that really don't involve like drug dealing and any of that, weird shit that gets you locked up. Let's get it. Wrestling, because I am, like I said before, indie wrestler out here in Southern California. So wrestling is kind of part of my life, man. It's kind of part of my life. It's a big part of my life. Like I said, I learned a lot of things for my life that became pillars from wrestling. I would watch wrestling as a kid, and I try to mimic that stuff when I went out into the real world, because I didn't really have a father figure to kind of help me out or teach me what it's like to be a man. So wrestling was that. So if you don't know, the New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Climax happened in Long Beach, which is a big deal because New Japan, they rarely do shows in the United States, but they came over and they had a big show out here in Long Beach on the 1st and the 2nd. It was a 2-day show, 2 nights, and they killed it, man. They killed it. I know a lot of people out here in California that went and hung out, and I'll just go over some of the results on the card. Will Ospreay, Roppongi Vice, the Briscoe Brothers, they wrestled the Bullet Club, and they went over the Roppongi Vice and Will Ospreay. Sonata, Evil Bushi, Takahashi, they went over on Liger, Volador, Dragon Lee, and Titan. Jay Lethal beat Hangman Page. If you don't know, so they had a tournament that was going on for the IWGP United States title, which is a new title that they're bringing over to the United States in the New Japan Pro Wrestling faction, organization. So this whole tournament, this whole 2-night thing was kind of centered around that. They had this giant tournament, which was well received by the wrestling community, by people who are fans. And these guys were out here killing it. Zack Sabre Jr. over Juice Robinson to advance to the next round. Another one of the big matches that they had was Tomohiro Ishii versus Naito. Ishii has been out here killing it, man. If you don't know who that dude is, he's been a big part of, New Japan. And I think this dude has wrestled over, he hasn't missed a match since 2006. So, now mind you, so wrestlers, kind of starting, we don't get to wrestle, 7 days a week. I know you see like WWE or, Impact Wrestling or whatever wrestling shows that you see, and you probably think like, we're wrestling like every night. And that's not the case for independent wrestling. You have to work when you get your bookings, either it's over the weekends, you're a weekend warrior, or, you're with a promotion where you can have the luxury of working, during the week. So this dude, Ishii at New Japan Pro Wrestling, hasn't missed a match since 2005, I want to say. And New Japan Wrestling is probably the biggest foreign, other than the WWE, foreign promotion in the world. So they're running maybe 4 nights on the 7-day. They probably do a show during the week, and then they're taping during the weekends. And this dude has just been a beast over here, man. And he really made a big impact you know, during this tournament. And, you know, what this tournament did was help bring more United States fans into New Japan Pro Wrestling. So Ishii, shout out to him, man. Kenny Omega. If you don't know who Kenny Omega is in the wrestling industry, you need to know. This dude is probably one of the biggest dudes out here, man. He's been putting in work. I mean, every time he steps in the ring, it's magical, you know, magical. And he killed it against Michael Elgin. They had the match of the night, which some people would say. And then Okada versus Cody Rhodes for the IWGP heavyweight title, which was a great match. Like, I was worried, kind of following Okada versus Omega at the last couple of shows, you know, the last couple of matches Omega and Okada had. I was kind of worried of, you know, Cody going into this. So I'm like, man, that's a big bar to try to climb over. But they did really good. They had a really great match, you know. And honestly, I think it says a lot about Okada. Okada is just one of these guys, man. I think he's like a one in a lifetime performer. I really do. Seventh title defense, and it was a great match. So if you get the chance to check out New Japan Pro Wrestling, remember if you're into wrestling, it's a bunch of stuff other than WWE to get into, man. Some great stuff going on out here. They had a second night. They had a bunch of matches going on the second night. The big takeaway from that was Kenny Omega beating Ishii for the first ever IWGP United States champion. So shout out to Kenny Omega. Y'all here killing it, bro. Just keep doing it. You know, do your thing, man. You're making indie wrestling. You're not really an indie wrestler, but he's really the culture out here, man, for the wrestling business. He's the culture. Like, he pushes the bar, and he's forcing the majors to step their shit up. So, huge fan of Omega. Also, Austin Aries was released from the WWE. Austin Aries, if you don't know who Austin Aries is, I mean, he's a guy who's been out here in Ring of Honor. I think Pro Wrestling Noah, PWG. Now, he's a dude who's just been, he's one of the best in the world at what he does. He signed a 3-year deal originally with WWE, which would have took him out to 2019, but he was released. According to Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer, he said that Aries didn't ask for his release, that he was essentially fired, and while also adding that he was unpopular with the writing staff. A lot of people are saying that this is possibly because Aries is he didn't want to be a cruiserweight on the 205 live show that WWE is running. He's 5'9", 202 pounds. And I kind of agree with him, man. You know, Austin Aries, he's a great wrestler. He's great at what he does. So for him to, you know, not want to do that, like, it's fine. Like, you know, you got to understand that wrestlers, we have objectives and goals too for our interest. And we just don't want to be put into a box. I know that's one of the things in my career. You know, I'm really big on the creative side. So when I go out there and I put together a character, or I'm working for a promotion, you know, I'm really into, you know, what creatively can we be doing to make a good product for the fans. You know, I want something memorable. I just want to be slapped up against the wall to, you know, put together for some bullshit. So let me know what's going on. Yeah, Austin Aries, you know, he's gone from the WWE. He'll do fine. He's one of the best in the world. He'll have a job. He'll make money. It's no issue. Also, another thing that kind of shocked me, Gucci fanny packs. Gucci is now selling fanny packs, right? And they're saying, like, I saw an article that said, like, Gucci is bringing back the fanny pack. Like, first of all, Gucci ain't bringing back shit. If you don't know, wrestlers, we wear fanny packs all the time. If you just Google a picture of wrestlers with a fanny pack, you see the picture of The Rock with the fanny pack. And I'm just letting you into the business a little bit more. There's a reason why we wear fanny packs. Like, so back in the day when guys are traveling, Because wrestlers, we travel all the time. We fly all the time. We don't have time to, you know, go into our luggage and put money, you know, in our luggage or reach back in to find our bags or anything. So wrestlers would carry around fanny packs to just quickly get their money from the promoters after they wrestle their matches. Throw it in a fanny pack. Boom. You can easily access wherever you need. And for the fact that wrestlers were like large as hell back in the 80s and the 70s. I mean, you look at a guy like Hulk Hogan. He's fucking huge. He can't fit into his fucking tight ass blue jean pocket. So, bam, fanny pack. Throw the shit up in there. Boom. So, fuck Gucci for trying to, you know, appropriate wrestling culture, because that's definitely what they're doing. Also in the Attack of the Blurs segment, I went and seen the Spider-Man movie. The Spider-Man movie was dope. It was dope, man. I went in there with a lot of negative perception because I'm like, man, I'm tired of making Spider-Man movies. Like, I'm tired of that shit. But Marvel, they got it right, man. I didn't see a weak spot in that movie. I was very critical going in. I went in there with my arms folded. Like, man, this dude ain't Tobey Maguire, man. They better fucking deliver on this, man. And can't lie, man. The Spider-Man movie was dope. Go see Spider-Man Homecoming. Go see that. It was solid, man. It was a solid, solid movie. I don't want to give it a grade yet, but if I had to grade it as a good rebranding, repackaging, I'm going to say B plus. A B plus, man. Solid B plus movie. I don't know what could have made it better. I really don't. I had to probably catch it again or think. I just saw it today, so I have to let it, you know, kind of marinate and see what probably would have made it better. But for the most part, it was a great movie. Great movie, told the story, got to the point, left things open ended for you, tied into the Marvel Universe. So it was great. It was great. I had no complaints about it. None at all. So in our next segment, fake news, I want to talk about something that has been going on in the city of Chicago, right? So, if you don't know, hold on, continue without limiting access. All right, so the mayor of Chicago, right? Rahm Emanuel. This dude is he's not the most popular individual within, you know, the, you know, politics or even in the city of Chicago, honestly. I gotta admit, this guy has not been doing the best job personally for me and from a lot of people. So Rahm Emanuel, he wants Chicago public high school students to have a plan before they can receive their diploma. So pretty much what he's saying is his proposal would add one a big item to it, which is he wants a graduation checklist for high school seniors, proof that they've been accepted into college or the military or a trade or a gap year program, whatever the hell that is. The requirement will be satisfied if the student has a job or a job offer. To quote him, the mayor said Chicago is to get Chicago public students in all parts of the city stop seeing high school graduation as an ending and get them to consider what's next. And he also said, just like you do with your children, college, post high school, that is what expected. Manuel said at a Wednesday morning press conference, if you change the expectations, it's not hard for kids to adapt. All right, so let me just chime in on this. This is a horrible idea. I'm just gonna put it out there. It may sound great in nature, but honestly, it's horrible. And let me elaborate a little bit why. Most students, people of color, African-American, Latino, depend on Chicago public schools. Mind you that the Chicago public school system system doesn't really have the adequate funding to even run. They've been struggling trying to keep public schools open. Now listen to that, right? I live in California, right? You know, I haven't heard anything about the state of California struggling to keep public schools open. Never in the history have I heard anywhere struggling to keep a public school system open. Because how are students going to go to school? Like, the city of Chicago has been terrible about it. It's been defunding the public school system. And it's like, now you're saying, like, your plan is you want every student to have a checklist or a plan before they receive their high school diploma. So what if a student doesn't want to go to the military? You know, I serve in the military. I want people who want to be there. I don't want people in the military that don't want to be there. So what if you, and mind you, I don't speak on behalf of the military or anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, what if kids don't want to do that? What if kids don't want to go to college? College is ridiculously expensive nowadays. Scholarships are being cut. Grants are being cut. Like, parents don't have money to go to school like that, to pay for college like that. And mind you that the community college system in Chicago is just as bad as the public school system. I'm being real. Like, also, have a job. What do you mean by a job in Southside Chicago, bro? Like, work at Subway, work at a place for a person that doesn't look like you, so you know you're locked into a cycle of poverty because you're not building any businesses or acquiring any wealth or owning any land or learning any honest or real trades. Like, you just have a job. And so if you don't meet any of these, you don't receive your diploma. Like, I've been busting my ass in school, showing up, and let's say I just want to start a side business, or I haven't figured it out yet. Like, I'm not allowed to receive my diploma. Like, in Southside Chicago, where kids are being shot up, where there's no after school, you know, funding for after school programs, or there's no like push to like stop the violence that's going on in that place. You're just not gonna give me my diploma. Like, and you think I'm just gonna adapt to that? Come on, man. Like, this dude, but you have money to build a giant library for the 44th president? Like, come on, bro. Like, this is, if anybody in the world think that this is a great idea, they are being pimped. I'm just gonna be real. Like, this is not a good idea at all. It's terrible. Terrible is dangerous, and it's kind of a scapegoat because that's the job of a high school counselor. Remember when you went to high school and you had a counselor that you had to talk to about what you wanted to do with your life? Guess what? They don't have money to pay those people because they're defunding public schools in the city of Chicago. So you're just going to make the students and the families pay for that. It's fucking bullshit, bro. Straight bullshit, man. That shit gets me burned up, man. It gets me burned up. I try not to talk politics, but god damn it, like, you just can't ignore bullshit. You can't do it, man. Can't do it. I'm just gonna not give kids their high school diploma. Like, what type of bullshit? What type of crap is that, man? What type of crap is, like, tell me how that makes any sense. Tell me. Like, hey, it is what it is. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the Vocally Dope podcast, man. Subscribe on iTunes. Just go ahead, check it out. Hit that subscribe button, man, so you can get every episode automatically. Every time I drop something, it just pops up automatically. What else is going on in society and culture and the fake news? So, if you don't know, the Migos, a popular hip-hop rap group, they were kicked off a Delta flight due to disorderly conduct. The Migos stated that they were racially profiled. on the flight, and which led to them being kicked off the Delta flight. Now, there are different stories that are going on. One of the stories is that one of the members of the Migos failed to comply with the pilot's wishes of placing their bag into the overhead. So the pilot just kicked their ass off the flight. Like, he just said, nah, he ain't having it. He's not having it. The Migos, I'm not doing this at all. Get out of here. So they missed their flight. Their original flight from Atlanta to Des Moines, Iowa. According to TMZ, the group boarded the plane, took their seats in first class before falling asleep after an exhausting day at work. As the flight crew prepared to take off, a flight attendant noticed that a bag which reportedly belonged to Takeoff. Now, Takeoff is the person that wasn't left off Bad and Bougie. He was still on the floor instead of storing it away in the overhead compartment. The flight attendant then asked the rapper to put the bag away. He didn't comply. However, the group's manager stated it was because the rapper was asleep. The bag remained on the floor as the plane taxied. But instead of taking off, the pilot decided to return back to the gate and give the rapper the boot. So the Migos said that they were racially profiled because of that, and they are threatening to sue Delta. Hey, I'm just gonna say, hey man, look, the Migos, they make good music, man. Like, it is what it is. They rappers, so what do you expect rappers to do? I don't know. I'm not gonna play the race card on it. It is what it is. Whatever. Also in fake news, a Georgia couple are accused of beating a restaurant owner over cold fried chicken. Nathaniel Smith and Latasha Smith of Baxley, Georgia, are accused of attacking a restaurant owner and her daughter over cold chicken. The incident happened at the Quick Chick takeout stand off U.S. Highway number 1. The owner, Jeanette Norris, said that the couples ordered 2 chicken meals and then complained that their food was cold and that there wasn't enough of it. Norris checked the couple's food, and after talking to the couple, the female suspect attacked her, slapping her and punching her in the face. Norris' 15-year-old daughter got out of their truck to intervene and was punched in the face by the male suspect, knocking her off her feet. Alright, look. So, I'm gonna be real, man. Like, you're fighting over fried chicken? That sounds really bad. That sounds bad. But I'm gonna play devil's advocate real quick. You know better to serve some black people some cold fried chicken. Like, that's just disrespect. That's mad disrespect, man. You don't serve black people no cold fried chicken, man. Like, you don't do that. Like, we don't. Come on, man. We don't ask for much. Maybe some justice, some equality. Don't file me on your taxes without my consent. But cold fried chicken, for real, fam? Like, come on, man. Come on. Like, you don't do that. So, hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying that, you know, if they're in trouble, they're in trouble. But no, don't do the cold fried chicken, man. Don't do the cold fried chicken. I know I'd be hot about that shit, so. Is what it is. The Anti-Defamation League, a non-profit Jewish organization, created a fight anti-Semitism and all forms of hate. It's firing back at Jay-Z over lyrics that they project as odious and false stereotypes about the Jewish community. Now, if you don't know, in the Jay-Z song Story to OJ, he had a line that says, you know what's more important than throwing money in a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Now, the Jewish people, I'm not gonna say the Jewish people, but this group, they find this remark stereotypical and I guess degrading. Let me be look, man, there's a lot of worse things in the world to be, right? And you hot over that line, like you upset with Jay-Z, like that's a stereotype of having money? Like what? Like, come on, man. Like, if you want to know some of the stereotypes I've been called or what people think about me, I wish that being rich was one of them, you know? But hey, if that's your fight, you know, what floats your boat and finds your lost remote, hey, it is what it is. But come on, fam, really? Hey, that's just petty. That group is being petty with Jay-Z, man. It is what it is. Faison Love, he got his sentence suspended for the airport assault. Now, if you don't know, Faison Love beat up a valet. I'm sorry, I'm tripping. A valet. It's like a video of Big Worm just punching this dude, and he got the sentence suspended. So shout out to Big, you know, the Big Worm, man. He was ordered to pay $500 fine. You can't lock Big Worm up, man. Like you can't play with his money like that, man. Shout out to him for beating that case. And everybody's favorite white boy, Shia LaBeouf. I don't even know if he's white. I think he's like Creole or something like that. Whatever. That might be white. I don't know. Shia LaBeouf is arrested for being drunk and disorderly again. On Saturday around 4 a.m., the 31-year-old actor was arrested in a Savannah hotel lobby on several charges, including public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, and obstruction. Police say LaBeouf became disorderly after he asked a bystander to bum a cigarette. The bystander refused. They say he began using profanities and vulgar language in front of women and the children present. When asked to leave, LaBeouf refused. And allegedly, he became aggressive with an officer, then fled to a nearby hotel to attempt to avoid the arrest. Hey, man. Shia LaBeouf is invited to the picnic, man. I'm just going to say that, like, you know. They say he was released after posting $7,000 bond. Hey, y'all hop off Shia LaBeouf, man. He represents the culture. I'm just gonna say that right now. Also, rest in peace to True Blood actor Nelson Ellis. He played the role of Lafayette Reynolds. He died at the age of 39 years old, man. They said that Nelson passed away after complications with a heart failure. That's crazy, man. Look, I gotta tell y'all, black man, look, y'all gotta go to the doctor, bro. Y'all have to take care of y'all. We have to take care of ourselves. Black man, you know, brothers, we have this thing about going to the doctor and not getting seen and not getting taken care of and all these phobias that we have. Look, we have to take care of ourselves out here. Like 39 years old. This dude is young, man. Think about it. You listening. Listener, let me ask you a question. If you passed away today, whatever age you are, when the people that love you attend your funeral, they're gonna say, like, yo, that person was young, you know? 39 years old, man. That is, you just getting started at 39. Like, to be old is a gift. You know, to be old and wise, that's a gift in this world, man. And 39 years old, man, bro. Man, heart failures at 39, man. We gotta take better care of ourselves. Gotta take better care of ourselves, man. We got to. Make sure you guys are subscribing to Vocally Dope. You got any questions, fan mail, send it to vocallydopeinfo@gmail.com. again, vocallydopeinfo@gmail.com. What's going on in sports? Lonzo Ball had his summer league games, man. He had two games already if you're listening to this podcast. First game, Tridash, he did awful. A lot of people were looking at him sideways, like, this dude, I don't really know what's going on with him. His second game though, triple double, 11 points. What was it, 11 rebounds and 11 assists. They said his court vision looked really good, which he's always had really good court vision. When I was watching him at UCLA, that jumper is just ugly, man. The jumper is ugly. He got one of them old men at the park you know, that you don't pick up for the game type jumpers. Like, that shit's mad ugly. Mad ugly. Also, James Harden went and got the bag. He secured the bag. James Harden signed a deal for $228 million, making him the highest paid player in the NBA. Highest paid, man. So congratulations to him. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. So, let's get into it, man. The segment people look forward to, the segment that people love, talk that ish. I'm just gonna say talk that shit because that's what I do. So, the title of this episode is called The Wrath of Black Women. I don't know if you all know. Fellas, I'm talking to you. Let me take that back. World, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the world right now. If you ain't been paying attention to the news or to culture or to music or whatever it is that we all touch and listen to, enjoy. Black women ain't been fucking around, bro. They have not been fucking around with y'all. This week in general, the past 2 weeks, I don't know if black women had like a secret meeting, like, yo, we're not fucking with motherfuckers no more, man. It's time to go. It's time to make this shit happen. Let's get it. Like, nah, no, nobody gets nothing. They get nothing. No Chinese, no nothing. We snatching everything from everybody, man. So it dawned on me when I was listening to the 444 album by Jay-Z, you know, and I was thinking, man, like, what a great album. You know, this guy, he's going out here confessing and he really, you know, put himself out there talking about his infidelities and all these things, you know, and everything that he went through, you know, as a man, and put Beyonce through and Solange. And like the next day, like, women were still dragging his ass on the internet. Like, he went out there and was like honest, and like all I saw was like, yes, like, fuck Jay-Z. Like, he ain't, I knew Lemonade wasn't fake. I knew it wasn't fake. His old Joe Camel looking ass, his old Rocky and Bullwinkle looking at, like, it was like they were literally dragging Jay-Z. I said, but not a great album. You know, like, so many memes. Like, they had this one meme of Solange walking off the elevator and Jay-Z like holding his jaw, and it says, like, on this day, like, three great albums were created. Like, I couldn't help but to like just laugh at that because it's kind of true. Like, we wouldn't probably have Lemonade, Cranes in the Sky, or the 444 album if it weren't for Solange, like, putting the three-piece special on Jay-Z. You know, you saw the footage. Like, Solange, like, first of all, Solange was like, she had hands, bro. Like, I don't know if she, like, boxed on her all time, but, like, she was hitting all jaw. Like, you ever got into a fight and the guy was just, like, honed in on your jaw and just, meek, meek, meek. Like, it was like she was going in, bro. Going in, man. That Crane in the Sky album was dope. Like, it's one of my favorite albums, man. It's one of the best albums that came out, you know, in this year, I think. So yeah, they still dragging Jay-Z. It's like Lemonade by Beyonce dropped, and we was like, you know what, fellas, let's bag up, you know, let's retool. I think we need to just go out here and put it all out there. We put it out there, and women were like, okay, motherfucker. Like, they just dragged. Nah, you're not getting away with that. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the news, but Angela Kardashian or Black China, whatever, y'all, whatever she goes by, man. Look, I made a post on my social media because I said that I thought that the Black China situation was disgusting. And I still do. I still do kind of think it's rather disgusting. I mean, it's Kardashians, right? It's like they're into, like, just doing gross stuff. like being naked and having sex with somebody and just saying something just very just, you know, just gross and just and unhuman like, you know, that's just the Kardashians. That's what they do. So they're known for. They're famous off, you know, OJ Simpson and the sex tape, you know. So and OJ Simpson, guess what? I think today's OJ Simpson's birthday. I don't think any black people in the world know how old OJ Simpson is. And honestly, we really don't care. You know, we don't need OJ. But happy birthday to OJ Simpson. Yeah, so if you ain't been paying attention to the news, right, this whole scandal broke out with Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. Apparently, Rob Kardashian was getting blackmailed by some car cracker in the city of Chicago named Ferrari and some other cats who apparently had slept with Blac Chyna and were, like, blackmailing Rob, telling him to send them some money or some opportunities for some branding, or they was going to expose her. So Rob, he took it out and he just went on Instagram this last week and just was like posting all type of nude pics of his child's mother, which they have a kid named Dream Kardashian by. And he's just on the internet like complaining, like, oh, I loved her and she like cheated on me, bro, and you know, I can't believe like I bought all this for her. You know, it just looked like some real simp type shit. Now, let me use the game a little bit. A simp is a person that is not aware that the person that they're dealing with is using them to trick money off of. And I think the whole world saw like Blac Chyna like creeping in, like about to finesse him for the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, she legit, like, right out the Tiger, you know, which I kind of blame Tiger for this a little bit, man, because Tiger, you kind of the reason why all this, I don't know, you kind of the reason why all this is going on, man. You know, she kind of finessed Tiger a little bit out of a kid. You know, she worked her way up through the strip clubs, got with Tiger, had a kid by him. After Tiger and her broke up, Tiger started dating Kylie Jenner. She started dating Rob Kardashian, which kind of made them brother and sister-in-law, ex-uncle and aunties or something like that. I'm not really sure what they. That's why I said it's a disgusting situation, because I don't know what that family reunion is crazy. But yeah, so like everybody saw Rob Kardashian was about to get finessed for all his money, and he did. She legit was like, I guess according to him, he was paying like $16,000 in rent, buying her bottles, buying her jewelry, paying for her surgery, and now he has a kid by her, so he's gonna be paying for that kid. Yeah, Rob, like you got play, homie. You got play. Like you got play. Like it is what it is, man. You know. And so then, like, all these people on social media are chiming in, and next thing you know, T.I. apparently he chimed in on it, and Rob Kardashian went at him, saying like, T.I., you and Tiny, y'all paid to have a threesome with her, you know, and you can't say anything, you know. So it made T.I. look like a, you know, it just messed him all up. And then, you know, with this posting pictures of this guy from Chicago that she was supposedly having a relationship with, it was all bad for this dude, man. And when I thought about it, I was like, you know what, man, Blac Chyna's pretty great, bro. Like she's like the finesse queen. You know what I'm saying? Because she literally got all this. And also, she's getting a Good Morning America interview. She's getting an interview on Good Morning America because of this. Like, to speak about all this, I'm like, man. Hey, I'm on the Blac Chyna train, man. Hey, I'm a fan. Get the bag, man. Go get the bag. And then, if you haven't seen, Amber Rose and 21 Savage are now dating. And I don't know what the hell, how that happened. It looked like I saw a picture, 21 Savage and Amber Rose and her son with Wiz Khalifa. It looked like 21 Savage was like her son that she had by, you know, ex-convict or a convict, you know, before she got her shit together. Like, it looked weird, man. It looked weird. And I just want to tell 21, hey, man, it's a trap. It's a trap, bro. Like, you better get your ass up out of there because you about to get got. That relationship going to go two ways. I'm calling it right now on this show. Either he's going to live up to his name and do something savage and end up in jail for the rest of his life, or he's about to look like a simp. It's about to happen to him. So, Rob, 21, hey, man, you know, all power to you, man. All power to you. All power. But for the most part, when you look at all this, Black China and Amber Rose and Beyonce and Solange, like, they're not fucking with people out here, man. They're not doing it. It's not happening. Like, and it makes sense, you know? If you think about Black women, and I'm not saying this is the best way to go about, you know, making success or anything like that, but if you look at the history of Black women and how literally they've been shitted on for just being women, for being Black. I don't know if Amber Rose is Black, whatever. But I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them, man. Like, we live in a culture today where, you know, Black women are shitted on. You know, you hear guys spew it out all the time. F bitches get money, you know, like. It's a sad part of culture. You see it in music videos. You see Black women getting degraded all the time, you know. And for the small little glimpse of moments where Black women get their comeuppance in the world, I'm kind of behind it, you know. Go get the bag, man. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let it be known. Please don't bring it my way. I got no beef with Black women. I have no problem. I don't want none of that. I don't want to be beat up in the elevator. Don't finesse, you know, me for, like, don't crack my car. Don't do anything. Like, I support Black women. I stand behind y'all. Y'all my sisters. I want to see y'all do nothing but excellent, great things. I got no problems. None at all. So please, like, hey, Black girls are magical. Black women are magical. You guys run the fucking world. You're great at what you do. God damn it, Serena Williams was out here pregnant and was whipping people's ass on the tennis court. Beyonce was pregnant with twins, doing a whole damn show in heels, doing what she gotta do. And Solange beat up Jay-Z in the elevator and gave us some great albums. There were some great albums because of it. So, if you see a Black woman, let them know you support them. You know? Let them know you stand by them. Let's change the narrative. Let's be a little bit more, let's think a little bit deeper in our process. Let's stop being so disrespectful and vulgar and embrace them and let them know that we care about them. Because not every situation is Black Rob, you know, Black Rob. Not every situation is Black China or Amber Rose, you know, like, what's the guy named Kodak Black? He went on Instagram just saying how he don't like dark-skinned women. Like, bro, like, he's the blackest thing. He looked like Stripe from the Gremlins. Like, he's ugly. Like, I'm just gonna be real. Like, I'm just gonna call the kettle black. Like, Kodak Black is a hideous looking person. You know what I'm saying? To be calling somebody, you know, unattractive, or calling any group of women unattractive. But he says it's about his own nation, about his own nationality, bro. So it lets you know where a lot of Black men, our thought process is very basic. So We have to do better. We gotta do better, man. You know? And like I said, black women are out here doing great shit. Acknowledge it. Respect it. Treat them like we want to be treated. You know, our nation or whatever we want to do as black men, we can't go there without black women. We can't rise any higher without black women. It's not possible. You know, and like I said, you don't want to feel that wrath, man. Cause look at Rob. He about to get fucked. He's done. He's the simp of the year, man. Simp, I had no respect for him. Hey, bro, you got yourself in that situation. You got played. You should have been smarter. You should have took care of it a little better. I don't know what was going on back there, but you got, homie. So, hey, kudos to Black China. Kudos to her, man. Get the bag, man. And that is today's episode of Vocally Dope, man. The wrath of black women. You don't want to feel that. You don't want it. I don't want it, man. I don't want it. I'm on my P's and Q's. I'm making sure whatever I put on this podcast is very respectful. I got the memo. I'm behind them. I'm behind y'all. I've been behind y'all. You know, it didn't take this for that to happen, but hey, I'm with it. So you ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about Corey Jackson going out there saying anything disparaging about black women, because I got the message. You can get God. Easy. We got Jay-Z. So, again, make sure you guys subscribe to Vocally Dope. I said I wasn't going to make this a long episode, but I had to, man. I had to. Make sure you guys subscribe. Push the review button. Leave a review for the show. If you got any questions, anything, hit me up. VocallyDopeInfo@gmail.com, man. VocallyDopeInfo@gmail.com. Push that subscribe button. We are now live on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. So there's no way that you can't get this dopeness, man. Get it. Support your boy, because this is the environment where we cut the world off, we cut our headphones on, we get on our grind so we can shine and leave some dope behind, man. Peace, homies.
Vocally Dope Podcast is weekly content provided free of charge by your gracious host and everybody's favorite homie, Corey Jackson. The Vocally Dope Podcast can be found on SoundCloud, iTunes, the Google Play Store app, or anywhere else y'all ass go to go get y'all podcasts, honestly. In order to keep the Vocally Dope Podcast dope as hell every week, you have to subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Get your mama to subscribe. Get your baby mama to subscribe. Get your coworkers and friends to subscribe. Get that one homeboy to subscribe that you ain't talked to in 3 years because you lost a game of NBA 2K by 1 point and it hurt your soul to even look at, homie. Get him to subscribe, man. Bury that hatchet. Push the like button. Leave a review, positive or negative. I don't really care because I'm still going to record this podcast anyway. My feelings ain't going to get hurt. Get people to subscribe, because this is the environment where we cut the world off. We cut our headphones on. We get on our grind so we can shine and leave some dope shit behind, man.